From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you happen to live in the southern plains, temperatures will be on the rise this week. A northward bulge in the jet stream across the center of the nation will usher in above-average warmth to states like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Daytime highs are projected to soar into the 80s by midweek, a noticeable change from the 30s and 40s observed at the start of the weekend. Compared to the historical average for mid-February, the climbing temperatures this week will be between 10 and 20 degrees above typical values. Places like Dallas only rose to a high of 45 on Saturday compared to the date's historical average of 62. Even cooler to the north, residents in Oklahoma City did not even have a daytime high above the freezing mark as the weekend began. The wintertime chill will quickly fade in the coming days as both locations are forecast to rise into the middle 70s to the lower 80s by Wednesday. In addition to the influx of spring-like temperatures, much of the central region will remain largely dry for the first half of this week. There's a zone of high pressure that will help to promote calm, mild conditions across the southern plains, making for several days featuring prime weather for outdoor activities. A few records dating back nearly 30 years in Texas might be in jeopardy on Wednesday, such as in Lubbock and Midland. Both are forecast to have daytime highs within a few degrees of the previous daily record. During the latter half of the week, the pronounced northward bulge in the jet stream is expected to level out, which will cause the warmth to gradually recede across the south central states. Many locations will have temperatures trending back down 10 to 15 degrees lower than midweek values. However, the mild conditions will continue to grip areas farther south in Texas, slightly longer than northern Texas into Oklahoma. Highs in the upper 70s and the 80s will persist into the late week for locations like Houston and Brownsville. Temperatures may rise slightly again across the central states over the weekend as another zone of high pressure anchors over the region, but highs may only rise by a few degrees. That's all for now. There are more stories like this along with others at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.